Hey, 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 good people. Good morning. Good morning. It's Saturday, January 12th. We are already 12 days into 2019. So, you know, first, thank you guys for tuning in to Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. This is a new venture for me. I'm totally excited about it. Because it gives me an outlet. And I like that. I like that. So the topic I want to touch on today is communication. How important is it when you are entering into a new relationship? And you know what? I'm not even going to say just a new relationship. I'm going to say communication in a relationship, period. How important is it? Can a relationship survive without communication? Can it? In my mind, because I'm a communicator, obviously, I say no. You know, can a relationship survive without communication, and is non-communication a deal breaker? So, me personally, I don't feel a relationship can survive without communication, because I feel like more than anything, communication is the key essential to having a successful relationship. And especially in a new relationship, there has to be communication. How else are you going to get to know that person? Right? How are you going to get to know their likes and dislikes, you know, their perspectives on things, and most of all, you know, gain insight to their, you know, to their emotions? I don't feel like you can do it without communication. You know, the number one reason why people get divorced is finances. You know, that's something that you guys, you know, need to be able to talk about. So I feel like communication in a relationship is a key element. Now, when dating and starting a new relationship, what type of communication do you like or do you prefer? So, like, say, for instance, you're in a new relationship and, you know, do you prefer to have calls from, you know, that person that you're dating or courting every day? Do you prefer text messages, you know, like those wake ups, those good wake up texts, like good morning, beautiful, and, you know, all that good stuff? DMs, you know, when starting a relationship, is a DM appropriate? And if that is the start of the relationship, because obviously that's communicating, that's one person reaching out to the other, letting them know that they're interested, how do you convert that and take it to the next level? You know, what you gonna do? You just gonna keep DMing and keep DMing? Or are you guys gonna exchange numbers and have a conversation? You know, I found that nowadays, communication, like, there are so many ways to communicate that, for me, more than ever, lack of communication is a total deal breaker, because there's no excuse, because there's so many ways. We are not limited to writing a letter. We are not limited to just making a phone call, you know, from a phone that's stationary and plugged into a wall, or having to go to a payphone. You know, we have access to communication all throughout the day, all day. I mean, if you have a cell phone, there go my yawn. I told y'all every time I do a podcast, I yawn. If you have a cell phone, I mean, just look at that cell phone and look how many different ways you have to communicate with someone. So, you know, in a relationship, while I do understand busy, right? Because I want nothing less than a man that's busy. My man has to be busy. And that's fine. You know, I understand busy. I understand distance. I get it. But I don't understand lack of communication. Because like I said, there's too many ways to communicate. So like just with the cell phone. Within the cell phone, you have the opportunity to communicate via a phone call. If you have an iPhone, and not even if you have iPhone. You know, iPhone has FaceTime. And, you know, Android even has some apps where you can talk video calls. So you have a regular phone call. You have a video call. You're able to text. You're able to send and receive an email. We're up to four. Social media applications. Facebook. You have Instant Messenger. Instagram. You have DMs. You know, Twitter. Shit, you could even tweet somebody a message. LinkedIn. So, like I said, for me, communication is essential in a relationship. I understand busy. I need a man that's busy because I need a boss. I like bosses. You know what I'm saying? So if you're dealing with a boss, you have to understand that he's going to be busy, right? But lack of communication, we're not doing that one. So like for me, you know, I'm okay with, like I said, there being distance as long as we communicate. You know, I need that. I need to know like, hey, baby, you know, I was just thinking about you. How was your day? You know, those type of things, those good morning texts, you know, those good morning wake up calls, you know, a little, you know, a little sexy something in the DMs, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then also, like, if there's problems or issues, you need to be able to communicate with your mate and talk through those problems and issues and be able to put things on the table, you know, because when you don't, that's how things get out of hand. That's how people, you know, end on taking on a perspective or, you know, on something that's not true because they haven't sat down with their mate and tried to clarify and gain insight on what, you know, an issue is or how they feel. So, you know, I basically feel like any and everything can be worked out and there can always be an understanding, even if you agree to disagree, as long as you keep communication open. And it's okay to agree to disagree. I mean, for God's sake, like, what type of fucking couple would always, you know, or who would want somebody who always just agreed with them? Not me. You know what I'm saying? Because then that means that we're not sharpening each other. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, but as long as you have that communication, you know, you can hear your mate's perspective out on how they feel about a situation. They can hear yours. You know, you can come to an agreement. Oh my God. Y'all number two. Or agree to disagree. Keep in mind, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I've been up since four something. But yeah, so like for me, you know, in starting a new relationship, I've been skeptical in social media, right? Because I get so many messages and like just bullshit shit that I barely check my messages. You know what I'm saying? But I am... you know, I'm open to that. But then how do you convert that? How do you convert from starting a conversation with someone on social media and converting that to real conversation? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I need to hear your voice. Like, I need to see your face. I'm not going to be having no Instagram relationship where you just DMing me and you know what I'm saying? And but I don't ever see you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't spending no time. I don't hear your voice on the phone. That's the shit that makes it real. I need to see your face. I need you to show up and be present at some time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need the real shit. Like, I'm old school. You know, so while I'm trying to learn and adapt to communicating with people through social media, in the same breath, I need that old school shit. You know what I'm saying? I need the phone calls. I need the text messages. I need the time. I need the gifts. I need it all. I need all the good shit. I need the best version of you. So if the best version of you is just DMing me, that's not going to work. Now, I understand that, you know, that's great. You like people, like people probably like, oh, well, you said communication. Yeah, but not just no motherfucking DMs. That's, you know what I'm saying? I ain't about to sit up here and be playing with you. And you ain't about to sit up here and be playing with me. Period. Because I don't have time. I would get frustrated. You know, I need to see a face. I need to hear a voice. And I need that time. You know what I'm saying? Make me feel like I'm number one. Let me know I'm number one. Give me the best of you, because all I know how to give is the best of me. You know? Also in communicating, like when you're mad, like, are you able to communicate and articulate your feelings on why you're mad, or do you shut down? Like, I feel like that's another issue in relationships, is when people get upset. And I'm guilty of it, because sometimes I do tend to internalize things a lot. I'm a Capricorn, so sometimes I will let shit build and build, you know, and it's not doing it on purpose. It's me internalizing things and me giving a pass, like, okay, well, yep, I see that, but I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna let that go. I'm not really gonna speak on it. And then, you know, motherfucker blow up and they like, damn, what happened? Or, you know, or I will, you know, there'll be a situation, some bullshit, I'll speak on it. But I won't, you know, just go all the way off or go all the way in. I'll just let you know, like, hey, you know, like, I ain't really appreciate that, blah, blah. But if you keep doing the shit, but I'm going to blow up, because I've communicated to you that it wasn't cool and you kept doing it.